It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on A Christmas Carol. You see, I had a dream the other night quite similar to Scrooge's in A Christmas Carol. My visitors, however, were politicians, past, present, and future. Yeah, I know, it sounds more like a nightmare. I will share with you what I learned from my visitors, and at the end of the show, I will have some suggestions for you on how to make at least politicians in the future more palatable. I had gone to bed after eating pretty much my standard fare of spicy hot chili and barbecue potato chips, followed by a dessert of two moon pies and an RC cola. I have to admit, my stomach was rumbling a bit as I lay down to sleep. I felt like I had just dozed off when Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill appeared in my room. I was quite surprised by this. No, not because two dead guys were in my bedroom, and not because one was carrying a wood-splitting axe and the other a poker hand. No, my surprise was a conservative appearing in Marin County. But I eventually accepted that these two were the ghosts of politicians past. I timidly asked, "What message do you have for me, spirits?" In response, they approached each other and warmly shook hands. Wow, I hadn't seen a Republican greet a Democrat politely in decades. Then Tip O'Neill looked at me and said, "Politics is like a good poker game. You gotta recognize when you have the winning hand and when the other guy does." Reagan chipped in, "If you overplay your hand, the other guy will eventually take you to the cleaners." He went on to say, "I never completely agreed with Tip here, but we both tried to do what we thought best for the country. These guys today wouldn't last one night at one of our games. Speaking of which, we got to get back to ours before Ben Franklin wins the pot." They left, and I fell back asleep. I was then rousted back awake by the appearance of five people at the base of my bed. It took me a minute in the darkness, but I slowly realized it was all the members of the current Sausalito City Council. These were apparently the ghosts of politicians present. Several of them were bent over because they had chains around their necks with the words "housing element" attached to them. I realized they were ghosts of themselves when one tried to slap another one, but the offending hand went right through the intended victim. I again asked, "Spirits, what message do you have for me?" Three of the spirits immediately responded that people who dissent are obstructionists and not team players. The other two spirits wanted it on the record that they were not dissenters, but presenters of alternative positions. They all started arguing, and I got a headache. I went to the bathroom and discovered, to my dismay, that I was out of aspirin. However, by the time I returned to bed, the five people had disappeared, and my headache immediately went away. I could not go back to sleep, realizing that the ghost of politicians' future was going to be appearing shortly. Sure enough, I heard a slight rustling outside my window, and three people appeared in my room. I did not recognize any of them, and so I asked, "Are you the ghosts of politicians' future?" The one dressed in surgical scrubs and a mask shook his head and said, "Nah, we're not the ghosts of politicians' future. He's back in the ICU on life support. We represent his medical, legal, and public relations team." I could not help but ask why he was on life support and why he needed a medical, legal, and public relations team. They answered in unison, "Greece," when they saw I did not understand them. They elaborated that in the future, the U.S. will be like Greece, with its big debt, little revenue, and rioting population. Politician Future felt such guilt over all the stupid decisions he and his fellow lawmakers had made in the past that he collapsed and had to be put on life support. The doctor on the team monitored the politician's vitals. The lawyer defended him from all the class actions alleging legislative incompetency, and the public relations consultant worked with the media to continue to print headlines that everything was hunky-dory as the Titanic began to slip below the waves. I looked at them in shock and said, "Your message scares me, spirits." They just shrugged and said, "It is what it is. We're just trying to figure out how to get paid in gold for this gig." With that, they faded from the room, and I went looking for a stiff drink. So, if you want my dream to be a fairy tale, start telling your representatives to do what is best for their constituents, to stop thinking of themselves, and start doing the job for which we elected them. No one is ever absolutely right, and there is great value in listening to the other side. Remind them that if they continue on their current ways, they too could suffer severe regrets at some point in the not-too-distant future. Maybe we should only elect poker players from now on. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted!
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.